And we're Memorex.
Memorex. Kids, ask your parents.
We didn't do it last week because Skype literally wouldn't work. It wouldn't even connect. We couldn't do anything. I assume it's because everybody was trying to use it. And I've noticed that the last few weeks that the normal, I don't know if y'all have noticed it too, but like the FaceTime and all this stuff is having all kinds of problems because I assume because everybody's trying to use it. But don't use Zoom.
Because everybody's so lonely in quarantine.
Everyone's all hiding. That we crave the human interaction.
What's this we? I don't. I'm happy. Over the past 20 years at the library, I've had more than enough human interaction. I've had too much, I think.
You're one of the, I won't say you're one of the only people, but you're probably one of the few people that's like, doesn't want this to end.
No. Oh, I'm starting to have anxiety about it ending. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to have to go back to work at some point. Oh no. No. I have to leave house.
Don't worry. They're saying 12 to 18 months now.
Oh.
I'm like,
no. What?
Sure. Sure.
That's not impossible.
We'll shut everything down for a year.
Yeah, that's sure. Going to happen. The country will revolt.
But you know, it's that somebody even dared voice that. That's that you were looking at the tables and were like, and I understand it. You know, it's like, well, if we keep this going for a month, 2 months, 4 months, 10 months, you know, you game it out. And you reach a point where you're like, okay, 12 to 18 is the ideal where nothing happens. Well, sure. Sure. Okay. I use an example from my own personal history. Back when I was a fat ass and I had gout attacks all the time.
Oh dear.
I went to my doctor. And he said, well, you know, the best thing to do when you're having a gout attack is to not go anywhere, not do anything, lay down, take all the weight off it for 1 to 2 weeks. And I'm like, sure. I will just stop going to work and stop interacting with my two children for 2 weeks. How about
Right. We
have some real life, honest to God, human being stuff here, Doc? Because that ain't happening. And I think that's what we're seeing is we've got these people, the eggheads are spouting the intellectual, you know, well, the charts tell us that this is the best course of action. Well, yes, in a vacuum. In a world where you can walk out to the money tree and pluck a few $1,000 bills off to pay off your bills, sure. Staying home for another year would do it. In the real world where everybody else lives, that is not feasible. So what's the next least bad option?
Yeah.
And it's starting to look more and more like, let's get this shit kicked back up ASAFP.
Well,
because we are flying the economy into the ground on fire at this point.
Yeah, everybody's had a chance to reset their expectations, right?
Yeah.
We've all sat at home. We've all seen the, you know, people in the hospital. Nobody wants that. We've all gone to the grocery store and stayed 6 feet apart from each other. And we've all, you know, we've all worn masks or got masks or whatever. We've, you know, we've got antiseptic wipes to clean our shit. I don't see why we can't just take that into consideration and go back to work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Stay the fuck home. Right? If you're not sick or you don't think you're sick, wear your mask, stay away from everybody, wash your damn hands, disinfect everything, and we're fine.
Yep. And
I've been trying to figure out, like, how would I go back to work? Because I deal with the public. Like, what would that look like? And I want to tell a story about this one store that Mike and I went to I didn't tell this on the air, did I?
No.
No. About the beer store. Okay.
I don't think so.
So this was like, 2 weeks ago when the whole 6 feet apart, wear a mask, you know, sanitize everything craziness started. This was like, you know, in the very beginning. I needed to buy worms for the turtle. So we went out to, you know, the pet store in like a different city. And while we're there, I was like, hey, we should go to that beer store that, and it's owned by this very nice Jordanian couple. And we hadn't been there in a while. It's like, there's nobody out on the road. We should go. Okay. So we went, we go into the store. First of all, it's pretty empty. And then we noticed that, the guy had taped off a section in front of the counter, like where you'd go up to the cash register to pay. He had taped it off he had measured out 6 feet so you could not approach the cash register. So I was like, oh, okay. And then we got some beer and, you know, some stuff, and then went to go pay. And the way this man had it set up was, he had the cash register like all taped off, and there was like a rope, like you could not physically approach the thing. And there was a little table 6 feet away from the cash register. And he said, go ahead and put your beer up on the table and tell me how much the price tags say. Because it's like a little mom and pop shop. So it has like, you know, price tags. And he says, I believe you what the price is. Tell me the price. And he punches it into the register. And then he gives us the total, and Mike takes out his bank card to pay. And the guy is behind the counter. Oh, I forgot to mention this. He's wearing a mask and gloves, and he's standing behind the counter. And he has one of those long, reachy, grabby sticks. The grabby stick.
Yep.
You know?
I love this part.
Mike is, you know, takes his credit card out of his wallet, and the guy reaches out with his grabby and takes Mike's credit card in the grabby stick. And then I give this guy credit for, like, you know, he had a plan. Yeah. And so he takes the card in the grabby stick, and he swipes the card and does the thing. And then with his gloved hands, takes a brand new, like, sanitizing wipe, wipes down Mike's credit card, and hands it back with the grabby stick. And I was like, the guy is really, like, he's paranoid, but brilliant. So I was thinking, like, is that what we're going to have to do? Like, if we open, you know, at beginning May, I guess, we're going to tape off the reference desk.
Yes.
Spray down all the hobos.
Take one of those, you know, those rope things, like they use it, like the movie theater or something. And put it 6 feet away from the desk all the way around so people can't get any closer to you.
Well, what happens when I have to go out on the floor and help people find books or help them with a computer or...
megaphone.
I suggest you take a chapter from the hospitals and get one of those, you know, hazmat suit with the, you know, with the smock thing and the face shield.
Oh my God.
The gloves and the face mask and all that stuff. And then,
but you know, the point I'm trying to make is it's all well and good for like people who work in an office or like have their own cubicle you know, whatever, but their great portion of the workforce like does not have a job like that and has to interact closely with other human beings. So,
well, we're going to have to figure that out.
I mean, working from home is not an option.
No, it's not.
So what is the world going to look like after this?
Well, yeah.
I mean, is it like magically in May, like they're going to say, okay, we're open for business again and everything's back to normal. No. And no, it can't be, right? No. It's not possible.
No, it won't.
Yeah. I want to be a stay-at-home cat mom. Let me just put that out there. If anybody wants to like fund my stay-at-home cat mom lifestyle, you can hit me up.
Start your GoFundMe.
Yeah, I'm going to start a Patreon.
Yeah.
I don't know what the bonuses will be, but you know.
Well, you take lots of cat pictures and post them.
Yeah, I do. But Mike actually said to me last night, he's like, you know, maybe we could look at the finances and maybe you could stay at home and not have to go to work. I'm like, but why? Like, I don't have kids or anything. Like, literally, I think he just wants me to bake more. You know, I made a pie. I'm making cookies.
It's not unreasonable.
No.
Yeah, I think a lot of things are going to have to change, you know. And, you know, we went through this before. And, you know, I remember when I was a kid, and I'm not so
Spanish
old.
Flu.
Well, no, I'm not that old, but I'm not so old that I remember the, you know, the tin cup that everybody drank out of and shared. But the reason we had, you know, the Dixie cups and, you know, disposable stuff was because of things like this, right? I mean, that's why that stuff was invented, was to, yep, so people didn't pass their germs around to each other. And somewhere along the line, we lost sight of that. We forgot that diseases kill people and they can happen to anyone. And it doesn't matter who you are or how rich you are or how, what leftist fantasy you have, your reusable shopping bag is a filthy thing.
Yes, I mean, it's been known for years that reusable shopping bags, like, increase your risk of food poisoning because of meat juices and whatever else. And you don't wash those bags, right?
No,
so,
of course not.
But nobody cared because environment.
Right. But now I think we're going to go. I think we're going to go back to that. I mean, I think the whole disposable stuff is, and you know, like you're saying, the library. I mean, people are going to have to. You know, I think this whole social distancing thing is going to be a thing for a while. And people that refuse to do it are going to get shamed. And people aren't going to want to be around them. You know, if you have somebody walk into a public space and they're coughing and hacking and sneezing and spewing crap all over the place, it's going to be like one of those, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service thing. They're going to get escorted out. You know, probably by somebody in a hazmat suit. So, you know, I mean, they're going to, you know, people are going to be paranoid about it for a long time. Yep. So,
you know, I mean, I was working in a supermarket.
Yeah. There you go.
When we did when the big switch between paper bags and plastic bags came down.
Oh, boy.
And I very distinctly remember, you know, being told that, you know, we're going to switch to plastic bags because paper bags are bad because they kill trees for them.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to these plastic bags
is
to
grown.
Save the trees.
Yeah. Right. You don't save trees with paper. You don't. Like saving paper, and you don't save trees because they grow trees for paper. Like they do, they grow wheat for bread. It's not like they're chopping down old growth forests for your newspaper. Yeah.
Right. They're not cutting down, you know, old growth sequoias. These are shit pines that grow by the 100 billion pretty much everywhere.
You can see those pine plantations all over East Texas. And they do seven lots because they take 7 years to mature. So you'll be driving along the road and you'll see stair steps in the
forest. Oh, neat.
They're like the seedlings, and then a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, and then an empty lot where they're
bunch
where they've come no, in, wait. They've cleared them out and they're going to replant. So, I mean, it's just like boom, 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 and then done. And people, they just, you know, it's big business. And those trees, you get, if you got the acreage and can grow those trees, you can get some serious money. I mean, there's, you know, tree farming is an actual business.
Green gold.
Yeah. And, you know, they don't want the people that they don't want the old trees because they're not good. They want those quick growing pine trees. So, But you know the. You know, it's like the, it's, you know, like at the grocery store, right? Where you know, I don't know if y'all have been to a grocery store. Well, I know Brita has. I don't know if Jay's been to a grocery store in the last couple of weeks, but they're starting to like limit the number of people that can be in it at the same time. And they have, you know, they have spacing things on the floor. Like when you're like in front of the register, they have little like stickers on the floor where you can only, you know, you're not supposed to stand close together, and they'll tell you, you know, sir, you're too close, back up, you know. And I think people are going to be a lot more militant about personal space and people crowding them and stuff.
Although I was thinking about the six foot distance thing today, and I think a lot of people think that, you know, if you're closer than 6 feet, then the virus can like magically jump from one person to another. Not the case. But I think a lot of people think that that's how it works. The 6 foot thing is in case somebody is coughing or sneezing.
Right.
So you're out of the range.
Or apparently singing
blast,
loud.
Blast zone. Singing the loud. Blast. Yes. Or bicycling. Yeah. That's my personal thing. If someone's bicycling or jogging, they're leaving a coronavirus trail behind them.
Well, that's true. I'm like,
why are you following someone that closely?
Yeah.
The simple body odor should keep you back 6 feet.
I actually work with a guy who does, and it freaks me out that he does this, and I don't understand it because it's too much like exercise, but he does bicycle. He's one of those bicycle marathon guys.
Oh.
And he actually does races, and he'll, you know, during decent weather, he does like, they do a different, or like a race every weekend, and they've stopped doing that. And he said the reason they stopped is because when they're doing those things, they're in a bike, they're too close together in the bicycle pack. And because they're doing breathing like that is just as bad as, you know, coughing on somebody. So they've all gone to these virtual races. They put their bikes on the
really
yeah they put their bikes on these like freewheeling things and that feed back into the computer, and they do the virtual races like, so, from their living room.
Basically, they're on Pelotons.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. So it's just it's and
you know, and again, the fact that they're playing all these fucking games with the projections. They had no fucking clue. No, they had no fucking clue, because they were like, originally it was like, oh, it could be into the millions of people. And then they're like, oh,
if we didn't do anything, it could have been.
And then it was the best case scenario was 1 to 200,000 deaths. And now they're like, yes, 60,000. They had no fucking clue. Well, they pulled this shit out of their fucking asses and ruined the fucking economy over a wild ass guess.
But that's all they had.
Yep. And because nobody in that entire fucking chain is going to get fired or fucking horsewhipped, there's no consequences for being grossly, egregiously fucking wrong.
Yeah, but look at what happened in New York.
New York, where they haven't even shut down the fucking subway?
That's crazy. You know,
why this is fucking theater. That's all it is fucking theater. You're telling me that I have to stand 6 feet behind the next person in the grocery line, but in New York, they're still crammed into the fucking metal tubes like sardines.
Ooh,
and then they act shocked when, New York has a full third of the coronavirus deaths. No fucking shit, you morons. People are packed in like sardines. People live on top of each other. Of course they do.
I'm wondering, and of course we'll never know, right? We'll never know what would have happened. But, you know, it's like...
Except for Sweden.
Yeah, but, you know, even Sweden's got a lot of sick people.
And the Diamond Princess.
Yeah. But, you know, it's...
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, it's you kind of wonder if like, you know, New York, they were, you know, they were screaming and crying, you know, and I'd watch these you know, the Daily Trump press conference, and the reporters are like, can you guarantee that everybody that needs a ventilator will have one? And, you know, all these, right, you know, all this bullshit, and, you know, they're screaming about ventilators, and, you know, governors are reporting you're not giving them ventilators. And, you know, Trump's like, well, they could have bought ventilators anytime. And it turns out that not only does New York not need all the ventilators they got, they don't need all the hospital beds they got. Yep. The ship that they sent up there is basically sitting there not doing anything. The 2,000 bed temporary hospital they built in Javits Center has maybe like a couple hundred people in it, but that's just because they could. They've got thousands of empty hospital beds in New York right now that they're not using.
Yep. And, you know, and Seattle, the army just dismantled their field hospital.
Right. They never even used it. So,
you know, and while, you know, the optimist will say, well, we managed to avoid this crisis, the realist looks and says it was way overblown. You know, and I go back to something I said 2 weeks ago, which is this combines the Y2K, we've got to do something, or civilization will come to an end.
Global warming
and the worst parts of the first blizzard of the season. And I know Alan has the first hurricane of the season for Alan. You know, because you get that, you know.
Oh, it starts
not
before
just the first,
even the,
but the it, first.
It starts before the first hurricane, Jay. Every year.
Right.
Every single year, without failure, when hurricane season starts, they always predict that this will be the worst hurricane season ever.
And Alan.
And it never is.
How does it change when all of a sudden how long is hurricane season? About 3 months?
It's from
in general.
It's when the water heats up, right? So it's like
August to October.
It's like June to like late November ish.
All right, five months. Okay. Now you get into early August and there hasn't been a single hurricane. And then all of a sudden there's a hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
What happens?
It's the end of the world.
It's this could be the one that wipes the entire planet off the map.
The weather people are all excited and everybody's like, oh my God, it's finally happening. And you know,
like
it's like
Rita,
when you
haven't had snow until mid January, what the weathermen like the first big storm?
Oh, well,
shitting their drawers.
Yeah.
You know, they are just like, this could be the biggest storm we've ever seen. If the winds stay this way and the jet stream does this and the moisture from Canada doesn't come down until later, we could see 9 million feet of snow. And then you get 3 inches and you're like, yeah, okay. That's what we've been hearing. It's like, oh, if we don't do social distancing and if this spreads as fast as some of the models propose, we could be seeing hundreds of millions infected with a 10% mortality rate. We get millions of people, bodies in the streets. And then, of course, you get things like Ecuador, where there actually were bodies in the streets because they're not set up to handle this sort of thing. And it's just enough. Italy. Perfect example. Very touchy-feely society, older society.
National
and
health
yeah,
service.
There were more. Exactly. And
so they got
more
shitty
deaths.
Medicine already.
Exactly. And Italy has the advantage of they're Europeans. So they've got to be better. They're socialist and they're European. They're in the EU. This is, you know, Star Trek level awesome shit. And
well,
if they're gonna happen there.
This is also the country where the prime minister, whatever the grand poobah, was telling people to go out and hug a Chinese person. Because
to show you're not racist.
Right.
Like having a major Chinese festival and telling everyone if they didn't go, they were racist.
Right.
Like, oh, that's right, New York.
Well, it's funny because the infections on the West Coast, were traced to Chinese people.
Yeah.
The infections, for the most part, the infections on the East Coast are from Europe. And Europe was letting Chinese people in by the thousands long after the U.S. stopped.
Yep.
So,
Yeah. So the Chinese were infecting Europeans, and the Europeans were coming here and infecting us.
Right.
And that, and it's, I do not doubt there are stupid people that were saying and doing stupid things in regards to people of Asian descent. My faith in humanity is so low. I am certain that there are idiots out there who would see someone that looks vaguely Oriental, to use an older term, and be like, it's your fault that we have this virus. Yes, I believe that there are those people. But to blame it on Trump for saying the Chinese, to say, using the name of the nation, not even the area, the nation, the general geographic location where it came from, is somehow racist. Well, you're looking for shit to be mad about now. And I also can't help but be struck by the irony of the people that spent the past 3 years calling Trump Hitler are now mad at him because he did not clear a national emergency and ban all travel. Guys.
So now they want him to act like a dictator?
Yeah, thank you. You've been calling him Hitler for 3 years.
Well, it's funny watching these press conferences and the gyrations the press do to try to get their gotchas in Trump. So they start, they start off Trump stopped travel from China in late January, and they screamed and yelled about how awful and racist it was, and the World
Health Xenophobic.
Xenophobic. And the World Health Organization said, well, you can't stop a pandemic by limiting travel. That's just dumb.
And masks are useless.
Yeah. And then when the Chinese travel ban started, I remember the press conference. They're like, well, are you going to ban travel from Europe? And Trump says, well, we're thinking about it. Oh, my God, it's the worst thing ever. And then he does it, right? And then they're like, well, you've banned travel from Europe, but you're letting people come from the UK. And this was back when the UK had like 5 cases, right?
Right, right. And they still have a ridiculously low number because they're a fucking island.
Right, and they're Brexited.
Yeah.
So there wasn't the free travel into Europe like they had. So anyway, the press is like, well, are you gonna ban UK too? And Trump's like, well, we're thinking about it. Oh my God, you're awful. So then he bans. So then they move to, after screaming and crying and wailing about banning travel from, all these other countries, fast forward to late March when they were starting New York was looking really awful. And they were starting, various states were starting the, stay at home and all this kind of stuff. Yes. And then the press starts going, well, some states, some governors aren't doing stay at home orders. Are you going to mandate a stay at home order? And then they start off with the, are you going to limit, travel from, between states and all this kind of stuff? And Trump's like, well, no, because, Constitution and. Things like that. This is something governors do, not the president. The president can cut off travel outside the country, but the president can't cut off travel.
They don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand our. They don't.
No, they don't.
But they never have.
And there's just wailing and crying, and every single day it's like, can you guarantee there'll be enough ventilators? And Trump's like, look. The governors buy the ventilators. Hospitals buy the ventilators. We have some. We're happy to give them to, if somebody needs them. But we're not the, that's not our job. He's trying to explain federalism. He's trying to explain federalism to these morons that it's just like,
We are not ventilator clearinghouse.
Right. We're not. The U.S. federal government is not in the ventilator
And
procurement business.
They sent them to New York. They sent like 100 times fewer ventilators than New York requested. And what happened? They went into a fucking warehouse.
Right. They went into a warehouse and sat, and nobody ever used them. Meanwhile, the governor's wailing to the press about how Trump's not giving him all the ventilators he needs.
Yep. Yep. And that, mark my words, he's going to be the Democratic candidate come November.
Oh, I think so.
Well, okay, and he's going to lose.
It depends.
Depends on how much the Democrats can cheat.
And how badly the economy crashes into the ground on fire.
Yeah, that's true.
For the record, I'm still writing in Bernie. I don't care. I'm writing in Bernie.
You know what? The Bernie bros are like the quintessential Charlie Brown. I mean, how many times does Bernie have to run for president and then drop out and go, oops, taking my money?
Yeah.
No backsies. Yep.
And the funny part is that this time, even more so than last time, it's crystal clear that no, he wasn't going to win. And this was not the election was stolen from him. This was his supporters talk a good game, but when it comes time to go to the polls, they're like, oh, someone else will do it, which is a perfect metaphor for that mindset. Yep. Someone else will do it.
So meanwhile, the Democrats, to show you what high regard the Democrats hold Bernie Sanders, they will vote for a senile, dementia-ridden pervert.
Rapist over
socialist Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Credible claims against.
Oh yeah, believe all women.
Yeah, Biden. You know.
Except ones who accuse Democrats.
No one is surprised.
No, of course not.
I mean, come on. Oh God, that guy. You know, I am human enough still to have pity in my heart because nobody clearly cares about that man except for like seeing him as the gravy train that he is.
He said they keep him in the basement.
That's right. Oh my God.
I mean, what is up with his wife? Like his wife hasn't like said, hey, Joe, maybe it's time to hang up the hat, you know? Right. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad. But also it's Joe Biden and he's a reprehensible human being. So I'm conflicted.
Yeah. We're kind of torn. You know, if this were like pretty much anybody else, she'd be like, man, this got to stop. But it's Biden, so it's like, maybe not.
Let him burn. I don't care. I cannot wait for the debates, though.
I know. That's what I was just going to say. I can't wait for the Trump-Biden
Holy
debate.
Crap.
You know what? It's not going to get to that point. It's not. It's not going to get to that point.
No, I don't know, Alan. I wonder if they'll let one go. Well, here's the thing, though. They've got to let it go far enough that Trump has already spent money and time and energy campaigning against Joe Biden. They've got to set that hook long enough. I mean, we saw the footprint, you know, what? How many years ago was it that Torricelli ran? I mean, it was almost 20 years ago at this point.
Oh yeah.
Where they got all the way, through the primaries, they got through the nomination.
Yep.
You know, they got into the general election, and then it was like, oh yeah, this guy he's not gonna win. He might be in jail by the time the general election rolls around. So we're just gonna switch him because the people of New Jersey need a choice. I remember because I lived in fucking Massachusetts where John F. Kerry was running unopposed. And I'm like, you motherfuckers, you had your chance. Yep. And you're like, no, we'll run with Torricelli. And then at the last fucking second, they hauled fucking Lautenberg's dinosaur carcass out of the fucking closet. And we're like, we're going to put him on the ballot. And the Republican was like, what the fuck? All my ads are against Torricelli. All of my opposition research has been done against Torricelli. And at the very last fucking second, you're putting in this other guy who is 185,000 years old. So I can't attack him because it looks like I'm beating up on your great grandpa. And boom, he won. Because he's a Democrat. I see that with Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is the shining star right now because he's the beleaguered governor of New York and he's fighting against that awful Donald Trump and he's trying to save his people, but evil Trump won't let him. And he has pierced nipples, so, you know, elect him.
He totally does. He does.
I'm like, of all the fucking things to give a rat's ass about, why? What is this supposed to tell us?
Well, also, it's not like he doesn't know his nipples are pierced. So why, if he doesn't want everyone else to know, why is he wearing a tight white knit shirt?
With no undershirt.
Right. I mean, if you didn't want everyone to know, there are ways to do it. Isn't that right, Brita? Aren't there ways to make sure people don't see your nipples? There are ways. Right?
Yes. I was about to say, oh God, I have a piercing, but that's later. Jeez.
No, I'm just saying, there's ways
to... Oh, dear God. He scared me.
If you don't want people to know, there are ways to not... That you can... You know, make sure people don't know. Clearly, he wanted.
You want to hear my theory on it?
What?
Oh God!
You want to hear my theory?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. What is your theory?
He was told to.
Oh God! Yeah.
He's not the dominant in that relationship. Whatever it is.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Well, that changes everything.
Well, there you go.
I thought you meant he was told to show it in the press conference, which that also wouldn't surprise me.
So what you're saying is we'll see a verification video on some Pornhub site or something at some point?
I don't know.
I just threw up on my mouth. But, thanks, Alan.
I'm sure he had been instructed to,
Because that's supposed to show.
Don't hide those.
Hip. He's hip and young check him out. Could you imagine Donald Trump with a piercing?
No.
That's all you got to say.
I don't want to.
No, you can't because he's old. Exactly. Exactly. You know, so
here's what's going to happen. The Democrats, if they even bother to have a convention, which they may not. They may just phone it in, literally. They'll have the first vote. It won't be enough to, Biden won't get enough votes, so they'll have to go to second, third, and that's when, the brokered convention happens. They'll draft Cuomo. He'll come riding in on a white horse, and they'll do it because the people in charge of the Democrat Party have to know that Biden cannot stand up on a stage with Trump. He can't stand in public for 5 minutes. He can't, he literally can't speak a coherent sentence for 5 minutes. He can't. He's trying.
Or he starts like talking about his leg hair and getting rubbed by children.
That was back when he was sane.
Yeah.
No,
he's had these little
he's
press
always been
conferences.
Crazy.
No, but that was years ago. He's far worse now.
Yeah. They've
tried doing the podcast thing. They've tried doing all this stuff where they stand him up and have him read for something, and he can't even manage that. He can't stay coherent for a few minutes, let alone a whole debate. And they have to know this.
Hillary's going to have him suicided, and then she'll step in.
No, Hillary, they're not going to, Hillary's, they, that's not going to work.
Hillary's been out of the public eye too long, I think.
She's forming a battle plan.
You don't lose the presidential election and then come back and win it again. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Which, again, that's why I think it's Cuomo. Because he's been in the news, so the name is out there.
He's a governor.
The Cuomo name is known. In general, you're like, oh, I've heard of him. It's you're known enough. You're like, isn't he from New York? And that's about it. he's the governor of New York. That's a big state.
Right. He's a Democrat. He can stand up and talk coherently for more than 5 minutes. So he's already up on Biden. He doesn't have Biden's baggage. Why has Obama not endorsed Biden?
Yep. He was good enough to be the vice president for 8 years.
Right. That's the elephant in the room. Why has Obama not endorsed his vice president?
Mm-hmm.
Obama hasn't done anything lately, though.
No. Go. He bought a $15 million home in Martha's Vineyard, showing his dedication to global warming that's going to flood the island. He's well on his way to being the first billionaire ex-president, you know,
right.
showing how selfless a man of the people he is.
Suckers.
That's my personal favorite. It's a railing against the big corporations and the wealthiest 1%. And then it's like, oh, no, gimme. When he's finally out of office, gimme. It's too funny.
Yep.
And by funny, I mean
I've seen theories that they're gonna run Michelle Obama.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Popular woman in America.
The problem with Michelle Obama is that there's literally no experience.
Yeah, but Obama didn't have any either.
True. It's a good point. I could see Michelle as Cuomo's VEEP.
Mm.
Because that gives super name recognition. It gives her time to develop the resume, if you will. Maybe Cuomo only runs for one term, maybe two, and we see if she can win in 2028.
Power's a funny thing.
I just don't.
The last job I would want.
Yeah, I just don't see. I don't see Biden sticking it out through November. I mean, just we've watched just in the past year, the past 3 months. He's gone from a guy who, you know, clawed back his way from the brink of destruction to the Democratic frontrunner and can barely string two words together when he knows. I mean, this isn't like somebody ambushed him in public and said, you know, oh, candidate Biden, can you tell us about the coronavirus? This is you have your own bully pulpit, your own platform. And he's rambling on and on about, you know, oh, back when I was fighting corn pop with my leg hair, you know, he's turned into Grandpa Simpson. He's going to tell us he had an onion on his belt because that was the style at the time. You know, it's sad. It's like elder abuse at this point.
I'm sorry. That was a good episode.
Am I wrong? No. You know, they have these things. You know, like I said, it's not like they're ambushing him like on his way out from a critical vote where he's been up all night arguing with those evil Republicans and he hasn't slept in 48 hours and he's kind of disheveled and, oh, geez, I got the name wrong. No, this is...
No.
I am setting up a press conference where I'm going to impart my wisdom about everything I've known from my 75,000 years in the Senate, and I start babbling like an insane person. He just starts going on, and we got the freedom and the thing and that song that plays before the baseball game, you know, where everyone stands. Hail to the Queen. And he's just going on. You're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
You're just kind of left. Like, you're looking at the guy next to you. You're like, did he really just mumble that? Like, what the hell happened?
That's a, you know, no what's way. Really interesting is if you watch the crowd when he starts going off, if you watch the crowd and you look at their faces, they're like, oh, God, like they have this look on their face like, oh, God, oh, no, what is he saying? Like, but I have to smile. Yeah. I have to pretend it's all OK. And I'm, I mean, granted, crowds are not that big, but, you know. But yeah, everybody's like, it's like the emperor's new clothes, right? Where the emperor is walking around naked and everybody's like congratulating him on how great like his new outfit is. And, but he's actually naked. And when is a person going to stand up and say, excuse me, but Joe Biden walking around ass out.
With his leg hair on display.
You know, it's entirely possible that at some point Biden may walk around naked.
Yeah.
But not before telling Trump, if someone talked to a Jill that way, I'd take him out to the woodshed. And, you know, and oh, by the way, he has credible rape accusations against him, too. Which, again, is another reason I think he's not going to make it to the finish line.
No.
Because you, in Joe Biden, you have literally taken away everything you can counter Donald Trump with. Biden is an old, he's not as rich as Trump. That's true. But he's an old, rich white guy.
Yep.
Who has traded on his name his whole life. And is a bore. And does not treat women well.
Nope.
And doesn't speak very well extemporaneously. He's literally Donald Trump. Yeah, like Mike Bloomberg is probably the closest, but Biden's really not that far off.
I'd love to see him in a debate. I know it's not going to happen, but I'd love to see it.
Oh, it'd be hysterical. There's no question. You know, because Trump will just bully that wrong, and he will get Biden to just snap.
Biden would have like a aneurysm on stage.
Do you think Biden Biden could top Lying Dog Face Pony Soldier?
But that's just it. It's like there would be pools. Yeah. Like what is Biden going to say?
Yeah. How long till Biden completely loses it? How many minutes? How many minutes can he go before he sounds like an insane person?
Yeah. Before he turns into Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't an onion on my belt because that was the style at the time.
Ipa.
Didn't have the yellow onions because of the war. That's boom. And that's what happens. And they're not going to let that go to November. There's no question. They're probably figuring they can use coronavirus because you let it go. Okay, let's play this out. War game this out. By the beginning of May, this is going to be clearly on the wane. And they'll, okay, let's open things back up, blah, blah, blah. By July, August, we're still going to be, the economy still crashed into the ground on fire. We're not going to pull back from this quickly. You're talking about a 2-month stoppage of all function. We can't just flip a switch and everything goes back to normal. It's going to take some time. So come July, August, it's going to be, boy, you know, the one thing that Trump had in his favor was the economy. And that's it's not just in the shitter. It's in the shitter on fire. And yet still, all you have is Babbling Joe. Well, we got through the Democratic nomination. So that's all behind us. We don't have to worry about, you know, Bernie or the Bernie bros or whatever. But we can't put him up against Trump. So what if he has coronavirus? That brings it back into the public eye. You remember that disease that caused Donald Trump to destroy the American economy? Poor Joe Biden. He's suffering from it. He can't continue. He can't possibly continue a presidential campaign. What kind of sick, twisted bastard would want Joe Biden to finish their campaign in this weakened state? for the good of the nation, we have to let someone else jump in.
He's on a ventilator, for God's sakes.
Exactly. One of the ventilators Trump tried to keep out of New York.
Yeah.
You can practically hear it. Some variation thereof. Because it gives him a chance to, in July, when everyone has forgotten all about the coronavirus, because it's the middle of the fucking summer, and guess what? We don't have these viruses in the summer. That's why there's a flu season. Everyone's forgotten about it. The economy's still in the shitter. So this is a way to remind everyone of Donald Trump's abject failure during the coronavirus thing.
Do we still have cheap gas, though? Because that's, I want to know.
Oh, I guarantee you something will happen to fuck that up.
Okay.
Once we start driving, that price is going to go way back up. Right now, it's like nobody's going. I fill my car up twice a month at this point.
Shit, I haven't filled mine up since January. Yeah.
You're starting to worry about your gas going bad before you can use it.
Yeah. I mean, I take my truck out. And I drive, like, once a week, I take it out and I drive it, you know, for 20 minutes or so, just so it, like, doesn't sit.
We'll start.
Yeah. I mean, just because you don't want a vehicle to sit for a while, you know. It's not like I'm going anywhere. I'm just driving around, you know.
But, yeah, that's, again, it's my prediction. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I thought Bloomberg was going to take the nomination.
Okay, I have a question about the whole, you know, Democratic nomination thing. So, why did they let the nomination happen to begin with? Because, you know, it's all rigged all the time anyway, yeah. Right?
Because they needed...
Why did they allow it?
They needed Biden to defeat Sanders.
Right. You need Bernie to get the far left creds in.
And they needed Biden because he's the only one that could beat Sanders. And they knew if Sanders was the Democratic nominee, then they might as well not even bother having an election because Trump would walk all over Sanders. Because even the Democrats won't vote for a socialist. I mean, there's a small subset of them will, but the So
not a socialist who calls himself a socialist.
Right. Yeah. They'll vote for socialist light. That's why Elizabeth Warren imploded so bad. I mean, she went from, because in the Twitterverse, she was polling great.
Right.
And then when they got around to having actual elections, she blew up. You know, she cratered so quick. It was like, who the fuck was Warren? I don't remember her.
Well, she's more unlikable than Hillary, even. But, I mean, that's saying a lot.
But she went from polling. She was like, at one point, she was like the number one candidate. And she went from that to like nothing. I mean, she could barely get a vote. And then, Sanders was like, you know, he had a couple of elections where he looked like he might be something, and then he just cratered. And Biden was, you had, remember the clown car? You had, you know, Buttigieg, and, you know, you had all these people that were like, and the press told you they were serious candidates. Remember the cast of thousands in the debates?
You had Karen, I mean, Klobuchar.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the debates. Remember, they had so many fucking serious contenders.
They had to have the two nights.
Yes, because they were such serious contenders. And, you know, and all the, what happened to all those serious contenders, the minute actual people started actually voting, they just yep. whoosh, like toilet paper in the rain, man, just disappeared.
That doesn't exist anymore, Alan.
And you're left with, you know, Biden was like, you know, as sad as he is, was the only legitimate candidate.
Yep. How is he legitimate, though? I mean,
of all the people
because
there.
Of his lifetime of experience, or he did not appear that well Obama's in the debates vice president. Either. Yeah, no.
He was Obama's vice VP, you know, and that was his claim to legitimacy.
That's basically it. He stepped aside in 2016 so Hillary could have her turn, because it was her turn. She failed. Now it's his turn. He is Bob Dole.
Yep. He is. He's the Democrat Bob Dole.
Joe Biden is Bob Dole for 2020. Mm-hmm. It's his turn. He's earned it. He deserved it. He's put in the time. He's going up and he's going to lose. Like I said, they're going to do the switch.
Yeah, but they do a switch.
They're going to let Trump sink. They're going to let Trump sink a bunch of money into campaign ads against Biden, into opposition research against Biden, and then at the last minute they're going to yank the football away and go, "Oh, nope, your actual candidate is Andrew Cuomo."
I wonder if they'll go ahead and nominate Biden in the Democratic convention and let it get like to September, October, and then oops, something happens to Biden. And then Cuomo steps in. They do a Torricelli with Cuomo there at the last fucking minute.
I don't know about last minute. I could see early October.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Pull an October surprise. Yeah.
And if you're going to wait till October, though, they've got to have something like, oh, my God, Joe Biden has advanced coronavirus or something.
Just crazy, you know,
tell the
obvious
truth.
Yeah, obvious senile dementia, you know. I mean, Biden could
however could they that, have missed it for so long.
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
matter.
The whole thing. That's not something that pops up, right? It's got to be something like immediate, like he
can have a stroke or something.
Colorectal cancer or exactly. It's, you know, the thing,
another brain
is if you're like, he's got dementia, you're gonna be like, you're gonna be like, we knew about this months ago. What the fuck? This is like, it happened quickly. It's very sad. It's tragic. Poor Joe Biden. He's going to step down to seek treatment so he can, you know, live the rest of his life with his family. And here he is doing the right thing. And it wouldn't be right to the American people to not have a viable contender to evil Hitler. I mean, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. The people need a choice.
Right. So at the last second, we have, you know, insert candidate A or insert candidate B, I should say.
Yeah. Well, they've already got the Torricelli playbook. So, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah. And they saw it. It happened. It worked.
Yep.
And you know, nobody's going to be like, wait a minute. This isn't legal. This isn't right. It's not proper, because nobody said that during the whole Torricelli-Rotenberg debacle.
And that Supreme happened Court, so long ago. And Roberts will cast the deciding vote that says it's okay to go ahead.
Because of course reason. He will.
Yes.
Because as I've seen among the liberals in my circle, you're not voting for a candidate. You're voting for Ruth Bader Ginsburg's replacement.
That's right.
Ugh.
So
that's all that matters.
Which, you know, to be fair and honest, that's exactly what we said in 2016.
Sure.
We may not like Trump, but he is going to appoint several Supreme Court justices. And he did a better job than George W. Bush.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. When all said and done.
Yep.
You know, Gorsuch and.
I want to know if we'll ever figure out what they're blackmailing Roberts with.
Yeah. Yep.
Child porn.
Okay.
Something.
Well, it's gotta be something.
They've got
big.
Him on the Lilit Express or something.
Yeah.
Or it could be just It could be something like, you know, nice family you got here. Be a shame if something happened.
Aha, you know. The Epstein angle.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, Al,
I don't know.
Lynn?
Yep.
You did remember to press record, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Well, good, because there was a...
I said we were Memorex there at the beginning.
Yep. Well, you know.
Yep. Because there was some decent ranting. Oh, yeah. I don't know where it stacks up. I just, you know.
I'm just glad Skype worked. Well, it's had some problems. It's had more than its share of audio issues this time, but at least it worked. So
I think you hit the nail on the head. There's all those people that just couldn't live without seeing other human beings. And I continue to be amazed, but also by the same token, every week that we're not, you know, oh my God, there's hundreds of thousands and bodies in the streets. It's like we're getting closer and closer to people going, fuck this shit, turn everything back on.
Well, you know, in the press, I watch these Trump press conferences because I actually skipped the first part. I don't pay attention to the first part where he's like giving his speech and stuff, because I don't give a shit about that. What I like to watch is the press asking him stupid questions and him ridiculing the fuck out of them.
Oh yeah. The dude with the gas prices.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite things so far in this presidency.
Well, he did. Where's that guy
needs a different job. He's done.
He did an even better one with Jim Acosta today.
Oh,
yeah, because Jim Acosta accused him of having happy press conferences, and he just laid into Jim. He goes, "You think this is happy?" He goes, "This is the worst thing I've ever had to do. This is sad. We're talking about people dying here, and this is awful." I mean, he just ripped into Acosta, flayed him. It was glorious, but the they're like so they've gone to they've gone from this is all racist bullshit to when are you gonna shut down the economy, and now they're like, well, how can you have people go back to work when we can't test everybody, aren't more people gonna die? And Trump's like, look, staying home is gonna kill people.
Yep.
You're gonna, this is not an either or situation. This is, at a certain point, people are gonna, he didn't say this because he's the president, he can't say it, but people are gonna start killing themselves, because that's what happens when the economy goes to shit and people lose hope.
Your 401k is in the tank. Right. You lost your job. You lost your health insurance.
So a bad economy kills people too, and that's so at some point. You got to start the economy again, because otherwise there's going to be people dying from that instead of the virus. So, it's just even Trump knows he's got to start the economy again. So,
And the bottom line is the numbers aren't fair, despite people going, 15,000 people dead in 1 month. It's like, well, first of all, no, it's not a month. Don't fucking lie. The first recorded case from the CDC was mid-January. So don't pull this fucking one-month bullshit. Okay? It's been more like 10 weeks. 15,000 in 10 weeks. Now, that's serious. No question. But it's on a par with a bad flu season. This is nothing we have not dealt with before. So why are we shutting down the fucking American economy over it?
Well,
nobody can answer that.
No, and in fact, the what's her name, the lady doctor, she was Burks. talking about the model today, and she was like, "Look, this is the model was the best thing we had to go on, and it's constantly getting revised, and this is a model like the hockey stick global warming curve. The model is only as good, you have, when you build a, people don't, people romanticize this, you know, oh, computer, they get things right. You know, the model is only as good as your assumptions and the data that you put into it. And if they're crap, yep, you get crap. So they went, you know, now you have to give the modelers a little bit of benefit of the doubt, because going into this thing, nobody had a fucking clue. And based on what happened in China, it looked bad.
Yep. And then it didn't help that China was fucking lying their asses off and hiding shit and disappearing people. I mean, they were flat out just killing people.
Right.
And then, who were trying to say, hey, guys, this is some nasty shit. They were like, yeah, you're going to die.
And then Italy happened and Spain. Yep. And then that same thing started to happen in New York, and everybody completely lost their shit.
And, you know, and yeah, to the casual observer, this is like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? If you viewed each of these instances outside of any form of context, it's horrific. I mean, it's still horrific. I mean, that number of that many people dying in that short of a time is holy fuck, what the hell is going on?
It's a bad thing. But the at this point, we can kind of look around and go, you know, all right, so the hospitalizations are actually dropping in New York.
Right.
The deaths are going to peak there a little more because, you know, that's a lagging indicator.
Right, right.
But in, you know, at some point we're going to say, all right, let's start doing stuff. And I think, I think we'll do a phased, you know, maybe the schools don't open, but people, you know, if you got like offices and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't think the schools can open at this point.
No. It's,
you know, because
it's pointless.
Everyone's already wrapped things up and they're like, no fourth quarter. We're done with the third quarter.
Yeah.
You can't just all of a sudden be like, okay, kids, you can all go back to school. You're going to be you're going to have an entire generation going, what the fuck? You pulled this away from me. I had an extra summer vacation.
Yeah. So I think, you know, but you got a whole section of the country where there's really not a lot going on.
Right. Right. And because not everywhere is New York City.
Right.
In fact, very few places are actually New York City. I mean, okay, Alan, you live near a major metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. What's Houston like?
A shithole.
No, but I mean, are there tens of thousands of people dropping dead in the streets?
No, but where they are is again like New York, in the places where people,
right?
They're, the cases that have happened in Houston are all group spreading. It's where people get together in groups and pass it around to each other. And let me, how do I put this delicately? It ain't happening in the suburbs.
Yep. It's happening in the densely populated area, which doesn't, it shouldn't surprise anybody.
Right. Yeah. You get outside of Houston and the cases are really low. I mean, the counties surrounding Houston, there's like, it's like 11, you know, 12. Mm. It's very low.
Interesting. I just looked up the stats for Virginia. There's 109 deaths, which again, there's 4,000 cases, 109 deaths. Yeah, I mean, that's substantial.
You get outside of DC and it's nothing.
Right. Well, I'm looking at my county. There's no deaths. Like, well, that's good to know.
Well, there's also the people that seem, I mean, you know, you can't make sweeping generalizations. You can't say, well, the young people don't die, because occasionally somebody does.
Right.
But it's almost always somebody that had something wrong with them already.
Well, that's a great point.
Which is what happens with the flu. I mean, the people that die from the flu are people that had something else wrong with them already.
Yep. The number I saw was 97%. But just in general, it's a very big number.
Oh yeah.
Have comorbidities. It's you're diabetic, you're recovering from cancer, you're there's something else going on. And no, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it, oh, we can ignore this.
Right.
But it factors in the risk assessment. If you are a healthy person, you're pretty much more likely to be struck by than the die of coronavirus. And I don't mean that in a glib way. I mean that in a purely mathematical, statistical sense. If you are a young, healthy person, now, do young, healthy people get, do young, healthy people die of coronavirus? Yes, it does happen. But it happens at a frequency at which it's so low that it makes the news. When it's a 30-year-old person with no comorbidities who dies of coronavirus, it's, oh my God, look at this case. This one case out of the thousands of other deaths. Because those thousands of other deaths are immunocompromised, older people, people that, like you said, would have been affected by the flu as well.
Let's also not forget. Let's also not forget that every year, 250,000 people die from medical errors in the U.S.
And the CDC over the past 10 years, the average number of flu deaths is somewhere in the 30 to 40,000 range in the U.S. A not insubstantial number of people die from just the flu every year. That's why that when people dismiss it, it's more than just the flu. It pisses me the fuck off. The flu is serious shit. We should try to treat this like the flu. We shouldn't lose our fucking minds over it. That's the big thing. You don't shutter businesses over the flu every year. We don't shut down from October to May every year because of the flu.
Right.
And we're not seeing the level of deaths. This is not hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. dropping dead. It's a big number, yes. Do we wish the number was zero? Of course. You'd have to be a monster to think otherwise. But to say we need, because that's because how can I use this to my political advantage?
Yeah.
But to say we need to take a healthy economy and ruin it for this, you can't just, oh, the model was wrong. Oops.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. This is where it gets to be a political calculation. All right, you're Donald Trump. You're a smart guy. You know that no matter what you do, it's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
So, what's your choice? Do you look like a callous bastard who doesn't give a shit about people and let the economy crank along? Or do you play the compassionate conservative card and say, look, we're trying to save people's lives?
Yep.
And
yep.
I think from a political calculation point of view, I think that's going to play well if the economy can even somewhat recover. If we go into another like 1930s depression, he's over. Cuomo will win, and that'll be it. But if the economy can come back to even something, then I think he's got a chance. So
yeah.
Anyway, we are so far over. We're like 13 extra minutes. It's like
this is squirrel.
Well, we're making up for last week, right?
Bonus time.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know,
it's kind of like a 2-week episode.
It's like that extra check the IRS is going to send you in the next few weeks, theoretically, as long as you don't make too much money, and then you don't get anything at all, which is fine.
Yes, very little danger of that. So. Well,
hopefully we'll be back.
Assuming
next week.
Hopefully
next week.
Coronavirus.
Everybody
haven't all died of the
stay safe
of the Rona.
If you're laid
wash
off,
wash your hands.
We hope you get a job.
Yeah.
You know.
And
Happy Easter.
And drink whiskey, because apparently it keeps you from getting the Rona.
That's right.
And yet.
Yeah.
Happy Easter for our
Happy
our
Easter. That's right. He is risen. It's a Sunday. Yep. It's going to be a little weird. A little weird for people, but
it's going to be it's going to be weird for people not going to church on cuz the entire, you know, half the Christian population of the US only goes to church on like 2 days a year.
And Christmas and Easter.
Easter's one of them, so.
Oh. But this year it's like, well, I didn't go because of the Rona. Yeah. I mean, this is the greatest thing ever. Yeah. It's a get out of church free card. Come on.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Even the Pope himself, in amongst his communist rantings, has said it's okay.
Well, there you go. All right.
Yep.
So have a good weekend, everyone. We'll be back.
All right.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
See you. Same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.